You're listening to Consider This, episode 26, for January 9th, 2013.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, happy new year, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, welcome back to the podcast that covers politics and culture in a mere 10 minutes or less. Yes, it's the first episode for 2013 of Consider This. I'm your long-lost host, Doug Payton, returning with more conservative commentary in bite-sized chunks, coming to you on a semi-irregular basis. I want to thank the guys over at the Sci-Fi Christian for playing my promo on their end-of-year show. So for those of you who may be new to this show, let me explain that while this is often going to be my opinion on events of the day, I definitely want you to express your opinion right back at me. I love getting feedback, and I featured it on the show, even when, especially when, it's called me out on a mistake. So, after this episode, let me know what you think. There are loads of ways to get in touch. You can call me at 267-CALL-CT0 and leave a voicemail. You can email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. Also, you can come to the website and use the general contact form there or put a comment on the show notes for the episode. The address is considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. That's CT as in cliff throwers. That refers to the fiscal cliff we just got chucked over. We got tax increases and maybe some spending cuts that will be delayed 2 months or maybe more, which means the real issue, spending, has been ignored by both Democrats and Republicans once again. But that's a subject for another time. This past December, the issue of gun control was again pushed to the fore when a shooter at an elementary school 11 days before Christmas killed many 6- and 7-year-olds and their teachers. It was a tragedy which most of us can't even begin to imagine, either from the shooter's or the family's perspectives. Out of this, some have suggested ways to prevent this in the future, and I have my ideas as well. That's coming up. Sean Baker became the most recent person with the good sense to like our Facebook page. Thanks, Sean, for keeping up to date with the podcast. If you'd like to make the same smart decision, look for Consider This on Facebook. Or just go to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com/Facebook, and you'll just magically wind up there. If you like the Facebook page for the Consider This podcast, you can comment there, if you like. You'll also get links to other news stories that I find informative between episodes. After the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, I noticed on Facebook many people asking that the country have a, quote, conversation about guns. Now, typically that's a request for some sort of dialogue. However, a few of those asking for that proceeded to immediately disparage anyone who would disagree in the slightest with more restrictive gun laws. That, folks, is a monologue, not a dialogue. To have a dialogue, we need to consider all possible options, and to do that, we need to find out what works. Not just in theory, we need to know what has worked well over a long period of time. And for that, I'd like to look at the history of school shooting deaths in Israel. Israel, you might say? What can a nation with a population of 8 million tell the U.S., a nation of 300 million, about gun laws? What indeed? Let's look at their history of school shooting deaths. Israel, you'll remember, is a nation under siege from all of its neighbors. The entire country is essentially a war zone, which you'd know if you ever tried to fly there. You think we have onerous airport security here? Well, Israel's fighting for its life, so it has to take many more extraordinary precautions. In 1974, there was a terrorist attack at an elementary school in Malat. Palestinian terrorists took 115 hostages, of which 25 died. Now, British colonial laws were in effect at the time that were designed to keep Jewish citizens from owning guns. After Malat, anyone from the Israeli Defense Force, current or former, was allowed to carry a gun anywhere. This includes teachers. Field trips always were with armed guard. So, just the opposite of what's being called for here happened there. Instead of gun-free zones, guns were around children all the time, especially when they were out and about. The reason was to prevent terrorists' attacks, but presumably if it's expected that this law would prevent those, then they'd also work against any random shooter. and understand that this law did not stop Arab hatred. It did not cure mental illness of any kind, and certainly not the kind that the Newtown shooter had. It didn't eliminate evil. It's just that now guns were in school, held by people who had been trained in their use. And for over 30 years, there was not a single death in a school shooting in Israel. All of this in spite of the fact that some teachers carried guns. Or you might say, because of the fact that some teachers carried guns. You can write that sentence any way you want. Regardless, draw your own conclusion as to whether it was effective over the long term. Because that's really what we should be considering when it comes to protecting our children. What is effective? Seeing what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, made us feel powerless, and we feel like we must do something to try to prevent this from happening again. But let's do something effective. Let's pass laws not just with our hearts, but with our heads as well. A city in the metro Atlanta area, Kennesaw, Georgia, passed a law in 1982 that all heads of households were to own a firearm. The law is never really enforced. It has enough exceptions in it, if you don't really want to. But the fact that it is on the books is apparently enough. The year after the law was passed, Kennesaw's burglary rate dropped more than 50%. The following year, it dropped 50% again. And where guns are banned, like Chicago, Illinois, they had more deaths in 2008 than we had soldiers killed in the Iraq War that year. Just this past New Year's Day, 15 people were shot and 3 were killed in a single incident on the west side of Chicago. Again, draw your own conclusions as to which is more effective. If gun-free zones make people safer, should we make the White House a gun-free zone? Should Vice President Joe Biden, who is tasked with working out new gun laws in the wake of Newtown, should he lead by example and disarm his Secret Service detail? No, we protect those who are important to us. We should do no less for our kids. President Obama sends his girls to a school that has an armed security detail, so clearly he has his own opinion on gun-free schools. Some people say it's time to have a conversation on gun control in this country. In reality, the gun control conversation has been going on for over 200 years, and at present, the National Rifle Association has a favorable rating that is more than twice that of Congress. The country has spoken on this issue over and over. So then, do I have it right or horribly wrong? Let me know either way and make your case. Call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280, or email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com, or comment on the show notes at considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. Let's start this new year off with some healthy conversation. Come on back next time when we will consider this.